wrote another implement that you don't see around too much anymore. Farmers say if they wanted to put an edge on their axe, might use one of these things to sharpen it. Sometimes it's kind of a big stone that they turned, and some of these things were kind of pedal operated, you know, like that, and they could sharpen the axe like so.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
I don't know what it's called. You ever heard people talk about a grindstone
that they're going to use?
Or say one that was, you know, smaller than that. If you really wanted to put a very fine edge on it, you could call that a wet rock.
Mm-hmm.
People call that whetstone where you're from, too?
Mm-hmm. Whetstone also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. An emery wheel.
Yes. An emery wheel.
Yeah. Let's say if your car started making these squeaking noises, you might drive into a filling station and ask the tenant to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Grease it.
Mm-hmm. And if you got that stuff all over your hand, you'd say your hand for real.
Very greasy.
Or while you were there at the filling station, you might ask the attendant to take a look under the hood and check
the oil.
Talking about oil and that sort of thing, before the days you had electric lights,
mm-hmm.
people used these things, you know, for light in the house.
Kerosene lamps. They also used Coleman lantern type things that burned gasoline.
Coleman lantern?
Yeah.
Is that a particular brand name?
Well, it's just a particular brand name now, but I don't know if it was a Coleman then. But that they also had those gas lamps that used like the canned gas.
Mm-hmm. But did they look like a kerosene burning?
I don't know if they look like a kerosene lamp or not.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen these.
Yeah.
My mother told me that's what she and her sister used to study by,
mm-hmm.
because it gave out a good light,
mm-hmm.
a good strong light.
We'll talk about kerosene. Have you ever heard people call that stuff by any other name besides kerosene?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever heard people refer to it as coal oil? Or say if somebody wanted to make a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp, say they got to take a bottle and some kerosene and use some rag for a wick.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of people doing that, or have you ever seen one of those things, or heard it called anything?
I've never seen one, no.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people in your part of the country refer to something like that as a flambeau?
I know what flambeaus are. They're the little things that the highway department puts out when they have a hole
mm-hmm.
in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're also known as smudge pots.
Smudge pots.
Yeah, they've got kerosene in them. They're round and have a wick and little holes around the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've always known as a flambeau.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're talking about cars and care cars just a minute ago. You know that inside part of the tire that inflates, you call that the inner?
The inner tube.
Or while we're on the subject of vehicles, let me ask you about something that has to do with another type of vehicle. Say, if you just built your own boat and you wanted to check it out, you'd say you were going down to the water, and you know the process of actually putting the boat in the water, you say you're going down there to
launch it.
Launch the boat. Or talking about boats, is much fishing going on in your area?
Yeah, there's a good bit. Almost everybody has a farm pond that they keep fishing, and a lot of people go down to the river
mm-hmm.
and go fishing there. The river is the Arapahoe River,
mm-hmm.
and people go fishing down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of catfish in it, a lot of brim. It's got jackfish, gar,